As it snows in the east, it's a different story in California, a state that had just had its driest January on record for the second year in a row. San Francisco recorded no measurable rain last month for the first time since record keeping began back in 1849. Perhaps more concerning is the lack of snow in the Sierra Nevada mountains. Frank Gerke is chief of California Cooperative Snow Surveys for California's Department of Water Resources. He joins us from Capital Public Radio in Sacramento. And Frank, it was a wet December, but it has been, as we said, a very dry January. Is this year going to be another bad year for the drought?
The way it's trending right now, it's going to be a pretty bad year with respect to any recovery from the drought. Many of our particular precipitation stations recorded zero precip for the month of January, and that is really very unusual. And of course, December, January, and February are the months that we count on for major storm activity, particularly in the Sierra.
Well, what are you seeing in the snowpack right now, and what would you normally see in the month of January?
Well, for example, at some of the snow courses we just finished off last week, what we really track most closely, of course, is the water content of the snowpack. And at some of the locations, we had 2.3 inches of what we call snow water equivalent, compared to the average at that location would be 19.2 inches of snow water equivalent.
Now, tell us about how you do this measuring. As a snow surveyor, are you just putting a yardstick in the ground, or how do you figure out how much snowpack is there?
Well, it's many people consider it to be almost archaic. We're using a technique that was developed in 1909 by a professor at University of Nevada, Reno, Dr. James E. Church. And you're basically taking a core sample of the snow, and then you weigh that sample. And from that, you can determine the water content that's contained within the snowpack.
And how often do you have to measure?
Snow courses all have their own particular schedule, and it's on or about the first of each month, February 1 through sometimes May 1.
You're also using some much more fancy technology along with the Jet Propulsion Laboratory and NASA to measure the snowpack from the air.
That's an extremely exciting project. It's called the Airborne Snow Observatory. And that uses a LIDAR. Think of it as radar, but using a laser in a fixed-wing aircraft combined with what's called a multispectral imager. And from the LIDAR measurements, you fly over the terrain in the summer, so you have basic terrain features mapped, fly over it again periodically during the winter. And the difference between those two measurements is the snow depth. And from the ground-based, both telemetry and manual snow surveys of density, you can determine snow water content very accurately and over an entire watershed.
But just to be clear, you're on record as saying you like the old-fashioned way better.
I like both. You have to have both. But the ability to determine basin-wide snow water equivalent, where our resolution is about 1 meter square over hundreds of square miles, is really phenomenal. Just how much we're learning about how snow is distributed, how it accumulates. And then, of course, with that multispectral imager, we have the snow albedo that is one of the prime factors in how fast that snow is going to melt.
So as somebody with a front row seat to the drought, because you're up there in the mountains actually measuring the snow that is going to melt come spring and will provide a lot of important water in California, what would you tell somebody who's living in Los Angeles or San Francisco about what kind of year this is going to be?
I think it's going to be a very difficult year. Now, of course, the Los Angeles area has supplies other than Sierra. They have some local runoff, but more importantly, they have Colorado River supplies coming into Southern California. And then one of the local agencies down in Southern California is working on a desal plant. That's desalinization. and that will be operational come possibly as early as next November. So Los Angeles Basin has a few more options compared to, for example, San Francisco, where pretty much their entire water supply comes out of the Tuolumne River drainage, on which we're flying the ASO project. So we will have more accurate forecasts available for the Tuolumne than we would using conventional techniques.
That's Frank Gerke, the chief of California Cooperative Snow Surveys for the California Department of Water Resources. Frank, thanks so much. And I have to say, as it blizzards here in the Northeast, I wish that I could give this blizzard to you, but unfortunately I can't.
We'd be happy to take it.